Well, first of all, congratulations on the show.
Thank you very much.
What's the most fun you've had? You've done so much over your career, but what would you say was the most fun?
I'd have to say the most fun is going into the studio and having at it. It is an improvisation every single day. It requires incredible preparation, as the best improvisations do. But the opportunity to do that and to play with radio every single day, that's been the most fun I've ever had in my career. I've done a lot of things as a reporter, and you know, meeting Martin Clemens, going to Guadalcanal, going to Midway Atoll, going to various summit meetings with Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev, and those were interesting. Fun. Fun is doing radio.
Yeah, play with radio. I like that. I get that. I do. Now, in live radio, are there a lot of moments where you get off the phone with a guest or a caller and you think, oh, I should have said this or I should have done that? Is that like just part of the nature of the beast?
Oh, you have to accept that those moments are always going to happen. You're going to be waking up in the middle of the night and pounding yourself on your head for if I'd only had, if I'd thought of the right question, if I'd said that, we have all those moments in life when, you wish you'd had that great comeback and 4 hours later it comes to you. The same thing happens to anybody who's in live radio. It happens all the time.
I can imagine. As you start to wrap up the show, do you feel like these final shows are easier or more difficult to do than the many shows you've done over the years?
They're precious. They really are. I truly appreciate the opportunity. I've had this wonderful opportunity over the last 11 and a half years. I was just adding it up the other day. I think it's something like 600 weeks over those 11. Of course, I was on vacation for a few of those, but it's about 600 weeks and some 5,000 hours if you throw in live coverage. That's a great opportunity.
That's amazing. So how many of those 5,000 hours do you actually get a chance to listen to?
I never listen to myself, because all I hear is the mistakes I've made and the opportunities I missed, and I lose confidence in myself, and that's something you never want to do.
I totally get that. That's why I'm not even going to listen to this interview when it airs.
Good for you.
Okay, you don't listen to your own show. What is your favorite public radio show?
My favorite public radio show is probably Radio Lab with Robert Krulwich.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a genius. I don't throw the word around lightly. I think he just his mind works in a way that is different from everybody else's, and it is just so wonderful to let him have full reign.
What is one interview or topic that you won't be able to get to that you've really wanted to do?
Well, it's recurring topics and recurring stories. The thing I will probably miss the most is the Political Junkie segment with Ken Rudin every Wednesday. That's my favorite hour of the week. I have a great time doing that. And I'm not going to stop keeping up with politics. I'm just going to miss the opportunity to, well, in a sense, find out what happens with Ken as we look ahead to not just the elections later this year in New Jersey and in Virginia, but 2016. Are the Democrats going to be able to hold on to the Senate? Will Republicans be able to hold on? And then 2016, the presidential, I get really excited about it. I'm going to miss that.
So what's next for you?
I'm going to take some time off and figure out what's next for me. I'm going to live in beautiful places and enjoy nature and try to, catch up on 11 and a half years of sleep.
Okay. Thank you so much, Neil. Good luck to you.
Dalia, thank you very much for the chance to talk to you.